Last time we started off discussing hachakos b'makom choli. As we saw, the Rosh says that if he's sick and there's no one else to take care of him, so then she could be mishamesh him. She should avoid, to the extent possible, washing him and making his bed. And the question is, what exactly is he matir that would otherwise be also? We considered several possibilities. And it would seem that the Iker interpretation is that she can do care for him, even helping him things with things like helping him sit up or lay down or the like. And the chiddush here is even though that they're going to be touching, even though there's going to be negiah, it's okay for her to touch him to help him sit up or something like that. So let's try to understand why this is true. So is this a din in? So this is normally something that's aser, right? Even if it's negiah shelo b'derech chiba, but negiah shelo b'derech chiba, as we saw, is aser. So is this a kula? Is this a local din, or is it a global din? What do I mean by a local din? Well, there's a local din that they weren't gozer on negiah b'makom choli, at least where he is sick. Or maybe to put it differently, they weren't gozer on negiah when there's no chashash tashmish. So over here, since he's sick, there's no concern that this negiah would possibly lead to iser. So therefore, there's no het or iser of negiah. And this would explain why the mechaber is machmir in sif tazayin, meaning to say when the isha is chola, right? So in sif tazbav, if we just take a look at the mechaber, he writes, "Im hu chola vein lo mishi shamshan uzulasa mutaras l'shamsho." Rakshi tizar b'yosha shetuch al merachatz es panav v'raglav atzas amita b'fanav. So probably what that means is we know from the Beis Yosef is if he's sick, she can like pick him up or lay him down. But tazayin isha chola v'hi nida asur l'bayla liga. But if she's sick, there's an isur negiah. Even though it's kedei l'shamsha kegon lakima ula hashkiva ula somcha. That's what we were permitting when he's sick in sif tazvav. We're prohibiting when she's sick in sif tazayin. What's the difference? The difference is because when he is sick, there's no chashash that it'll come to an aveira. When she's sick, that's still a possibility. So basically, one way to understand this din is, like I said, this is a local din that they aser negiah shelo b'derech chiba, but they didn't aser negiah shelo b'derech chiba b'makom where there's no chashash tashmish, and therefore, at the very least, when it's a real chashash hadchak, that there's no one else to be shamish except for her, then we could be mekel. And we recall, if you recall, we already saw that we'd also considered a possibility, a different situation, but a similar possibility of permitting negiah shelo b'derech chiba when there's no chashash tashmish. This example was, his dunking her. Okay, so the other way to understand this perhaps is that no, that maybe we in other areas of halacha, at least we see some rishonim that we're not gozer on a shvus or an iser de rabbanan the makom choli. We saw that in Shabbos last year. Again, not everybody agreed to it. Exactly what can you learn from Gonei Achyonik? Is it only a shvus to shvus or even a shvus, ein sham? But some rishonim hold that way. And that could be the pshat over here, that the reason why we're matir here for negiah b'makom choli is because lo gazra shvus b'makom choli and negiah shelo b'derech chiba is a shvus. And this is Rabbanan. This is just usually refers to Shabbos, not every Yisid Rabbanan, but you'll see actually from the poskim over here, many of them just use the Lashon of Shvas. If you saw that Shuvas ha-Miyuchasos Ramban cited by the Beis Yosef, he keeps on calling it a Shvas, which is interesting. So that could be the Pshat in this din. But if you learn that way, then it's harder to explain the difference between Tesbav and Tezayin. Why should there be a difference between him being sick or her being sick? So you'll say, okay, that is the din, but still there's a chashash tashmish. So I think they could both be, you could understand this din both ways, but I think the first pshat that we said it's a local din is a little more mistaber, first of all, in terms of the chiluk between him and her. And moreover, because we generally don't actually pass him like that opinion that permits in Isser de Rabbanan v'makom choli. At least the Shulchan Aruch does, in Hilchos Shabbos doesn't accept that view. It accepts the third opinion, which is not say that. So therefore, probably this is more likely to be a local din and the like. Now, Beis Yosef says that even though we permit him to help, permit her to help him get up or lay down or whatever, even though they'll get touch, that's only if there's no other option. There's no other option. So this could cause us to question Rabbi Willig's leniency when it comes to passing the baby. Remember, what was Rabbi Willig's leniency? Oh, you're allowed to pass the baby because chola. So let's assume, we'll accept his idea that it's not just if he's a chola, but also if the baby's a chola. But still, this din is clearly only stated, b'malkom she'ef sh'minin acher. If there's someone else around that could help the husband to lay down, so she's not allowed to do it, so then, you know, you shouldn't be able to pass the baby unless there's really no other option. So Rabbi Willig would say, no, that's true only when it comes to touching. But when it comes to passing, that's not true. In other words, if he's sick, she could pass something to him, even if it's efshar binyan acher. And that's why that's true for the baby as well. Why would that difference be? Presumably because this whole issue of passing is anyway, has no clear makor, and it's a minhag, and ki agavna lo nahag. And that's much more so the Beis Yosef as well, because the Beis Yosef, when he's trying to figure out, well, we're matir here, he didn't say, oh, we're matir passing. No, he says, we're even matir touching. Now, even though the Rama writes in Sif Tes Zion, this is true only if Tzrichar B'Lechach. So let's read the Rama actually. So we said before that the Beis Yosef is only matir when he is sick, but the Rama is matir even when she is sick. The Yesh Omer, the Rama writes, Dim'ein la mishi shamshana mota b'kol, v'chein noagim in Tzrichin har B'Lechach. If there's really no other option, it sounds like even Rama is going to agree that when she's sick, we try extra hard not to rely on this. But in the end of the day, if tzricha harbi lekach, then we are going to be mako. And that, again, of course, is only because we're dealing with touching, not passing. Now, what's a little tricky, actually, from looking at the Mechaber's Pesach here in Shulchan Aruch, is that he only paskins that which is clearly mutter and clearly yasser. In other words, he doesn't tell us if passing is okay when she is sick, and he doesn't tell us explicitly if touching is okay when he's sick, right? He says touching is usher when she is sick. But the Shach Sivkat and Yotas does understand, as I said before, that it's mutter for her to touch him when he is sick. And I think that is the mashmos of the Mechaber as well. Now, you see that also for the Beis Yosef, I think. Now, what is this machlokus between Mechaber and Rama? Now, why does Rama permit it even if she is sick? So if you take a look at the Gra, he understands that the Mechaber is machmir even if she is besakana. And that's a chiddush. Because even though it's a law, we're only dealing with a law here, right? Lo sikrav, it's not a gili arayos mamish. Still, the mechaber is machmir, because mechaber thinks it's yarg val yavor, and Ramaz Mekel, the Gemara explains, because he thinks that this is shalom der chiba. So then we have Sifiyat Zayin, and Sifiyat Zayin says in the mechaber, and by La Rofe, also Mashish La Hadefek. So he can't even take her pulse. Now, where did the Mechaber get this from? How did he know this? So there's two possible sources that he could have gotten this from. And we'll see both of them are actually somewhat questionable, not so clear. So first we have the Truas Hadeshen, B'shem Gadol. We'll see exactly what he says. And actually, I think we know who the Gadol is. And then the second is this Shuvas HaMiyuchasos that the Beis Yosef quotes. Now, the Shuvas HaMiyuchasos, though, is not such a clear raya, because there he's Mako in the end of the day if there's no other choice. But the Beis Yosef then sort of extrapolates and says, well, he's Mekel because he thinks, now it's really true of Rashba, but the Ramban thinks that it's not Yehar Vel Yavor, and therefore the Beis Yosef is saying, oh, but we, you know, if we accept the view of the Ramban that it is Yehar Vel Yavor, so then it would be Aser. So again, it's not explicit at all in this source to be Machmir. And this does seem to actually be the source for this ruling, this very, you know, radical ruling of the Beis Yosef. If you actually look up that tshuva, there are a lot of interesting and questionable things that come up. The Rashba, the Beis Yosef is medayik. The Rashba has three reasons to be stringent. And the Beis Yosef is medayik from the third reason, where he says that it's aser since it is aser since there are other options. And the implication is if there were no other options, it would be mutter. But he says that's because it's going like the Ramban, but not the Rambam. Now, the problem with all this raya is because the whole analysis is the Rashba is discussing a non-pikuach nefesh case, right? And that's why the whole discussion of the Rashba over here is whether lo tiknu shvus b'makom choli or not. The whole tshuva, we have no idea what he would say about makom sakana. So how did the Beis Yosef know this? How did the Beis Yosef know that it's aser even b'makom sakana? Is he like medayik it because the fact that it's, since the discussion is about a non-pikuach nefesh case and implies that it's okay if there's no other options, but if there were, I don't know. It's a very hard diuk. Maybe the Beis Yosef, how did the Beis Yosef know that if we're dealing with, is he saying that since the discussion is in terms of a shvus for an issur d'rabban and b'makom choli, mashma if it was an issur d'oraisa, it would be aser even if sakanas nefashos. Maybe that's the diuk. It's not so clear. And the whole diuk is interesting, first of all, because it's not even a Ramban, it's a Rashba. The Beis Yosef knew that shuvas hamiyuchasos from yuchasos. At least that's clear from other places. Also, stam, even if the Ramban holds, it's how do we know? The Ramban might hold it is deraisa, it's just like a chatzi shir. He assumes it's derabanan. But, you know, another interesting thing is, if you look at the Leket Yosher, which is a volume 2, page 21. Now, I got to this because it's cited in a footnote of the Trumas HaDeshen. So the Leket Yosher quotes the Maharam Klosner, who holds that where the wife, here it's an interesting case, where this guy's wife was a doctor and she was sick. So he says that the husband can't check her fever, but the Leket Yosher, who was around, he should check it. And this is the Gadol Echad that the Trumas HaDeshen is probably citing. That's who it is, Maharam Klosner. So it's really strange. If we're talking about Yehareg Vel Yavor, if we're talking about Sakana, so it's very hard to be mechalik between the husband and another guy, right? What did he rule? He ruled that the non-husband should be the one that should take the check her pulse or whatever. Would there be a difference? And again, Leket Yosher is talking about a situation in Trus Adeshen. He's talking about cases where it's not pikuach nefesh. So how does he get there? So it seems that the Beis Yosef is making the following extrapolation. It is true that both the Leket Yosher and the Rashba write explicitly that for Chola She'en Bo Sakana, she can't be touched by a male doctor. And presumably that's because there is no Isser Negia. Sorry, she can be. I said that wrong. They both write that she could be touched by a doctor, not her husband, right? Now, even though she's an erva to the doctor, right? Obviously, she's an Eishes Ish. She's an erva to the doctor could touch her. So why is that? That must show us that there's no Isser of Negia Shelo B'Derechiba for a non-husband. So then why do they Asser the husband? So that shows us, says the Beis Yosef, that we're concerned by the husband for Yitzro Tokfo, even when it's Shelo B'Derechiba. That's really what the Beis Yosef is getting from this Trumas Hadashet in the Rashba.
Why can't you just say there's Stam Nisidur Rabbanan?
Well, how do you know? But we're Mehecha Tesi. Oh, good. But maybe that's true also for any Erva.
Why can't you make a simple Chalak that, okay, this is one of our
Chalakos? How do you know? So you could, and that's exactly what the Beis Yosef is saying. What the Beis Yosef is saying is, and why is that? So Beis Yosef is assuming that that's because, again, as he says, because there's a concern of Yitzro Tokvo. In other words, there's a concern that when it comes to the husband, the touching will lead to an Aveira, and therefore it's Aser. And therefore, he's assuming it's even an Isser Deraisa, at least the Nasa Rambam. Because the Beis Yosef understood that what is the Deraisa of Losikrav, or Losikravu? Anytime Negia, let's say, will possibly lead to Aveira, to Gilei Raios, then that's what's Aser. And he's saying, so when it comes to the husband, the fact that we're Mako for the other doctor, Machmir for the husband, shows us that it must be that we're concerned about Yitzro Tokvo. Oh, once it's Yitzro Tokvo, it's an Isser Deraisa. Once it's an Isser Deraisa, so if you learn, like the Rambam, it's Yehar Gal Yavor. And that's why the question that the Shach asks on the Beis Yosef, right? What is the one of the questions, at least, the Shach asks when he says, what do you mean? We have women go to male doctors all the time, right? The Shach understood the Beis Yosef as disagreeing with that. The Shach understood the Beis Yosef as saying, no, even Negiah Shelo B'Derechiba is a violation of Lysikrov. And Mimela, then it would be Aser for male doctors to treat female patients. The Beis Yosef is not reading it that way. The Beis Yosef is saying, no, it's only over here where because it's his wife, we're concerned of Yitzro Tokvo. And that's what makes it into a Isser Deraisa and even Yehar Gval Yavor. And therefore, when there's no concern of Yitzro Tokvo, even though it's a violation of the Harchakos, right? Like when he is sick, then it's mutter, right? Because we know normally there is an Isser, a din of Harchaka, from her touching him. So why is it mutter? Why is Beis Yosef willing to be makil and siftesva? The answer is because there it's no concern of Yitzro Tokvo. So that's really what comes out. In other words, if you want to put it differently, I think there are really three views on this question. Number one is the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef understands, and again, I think if you read it carefully, this is pretty clearly what he says, that any time there's a concern of Yitzro Tokvo, then it's an Isser, Deraisa, and even Yehar Gval Yavor, and therefore he can't take her pulse, even B'Makom Mikol Nefesh. Then there's the Shach and the Gra, understanding of the Ramah, that it's only Aser, if it's miskaven b'shvil erva, if it's negia b'derechibas b'ya, or the like. That's what the Isser Deraisa is. So therefore, he could definitely take her pulse when she's in danger. There's no concern of Yitzro Tokvo in that case. So it's mutter. Now, what would the, you know, Shach say if it was pikuach nefesh, but there's a chash of Yitzro Tokvo or something like that? I don't know. The Shach doesn't think that case really exists. Certainly won't be included in taking a pulse, right? Okay, you know, it's not like a Yamod Lefana Varuma, that type of situation. And then, just 1 second, then there's the third his view, which is the way the Shach understood the Beis Yosef as being Machmir across the board, meaning to say that no matter what, It's Aser and Yehareg Bel Yavor. And I think that's not correct because the Beis Yosef is okay with two different things. Number one is he's clearly okay with married women being treated by male doctors. And number two is the possibility that if he is sick, it's Mutter La Lahashkivo Ulahakimo, even though that includes Negiya Shlomida Achiba between the two of them. So that's why I think in light of those two factors, the correct understanding of the Beis Yosef is that he's only Machmir over here because of the concern of Yitzhar Tokvo. Yeah.
Just ask, where does the Ramah fit in all this? Because I think he's been doing that.
Good. So this is now absolutely correct. So the next question is the Ramah's view. So the Ramah is very confusing because in Sif Yud Zayin, let's read, Aga, Lufim HaShekasati Nonin Heter Im Tzvi Chai Lav Dimishamesh La, based off what I said in Sif Tazayin, Kol Shekin Nimot HaShamesh L'mashesh La Dafak Im ein rofi achak et tzvicha ilav yesh sakana becholya. Mashma, like you're saying, there's no sakana. It is aser. But that goes against what we just said in the Ramah. Certainly goes against what the way the Gra read the Ramah. So how do we explain that? How do we explain basically the difference between Tezayin and Yudzayin? Tezayin, he's makel if there's no other choice for him to touch her even though he's healthy. And in Yudzayin, he sounds like he's only making a makom sakana. So I saw two answers in the Badei HaShulchan, in the Biurim on Tezayin. I should point out, I heard that he just was nifter. It was yesterday?
Yes.
So, it's learning halacha in your day has not been the same since the Badei HaShulchan. He really opened up so many things. And so make sure to quote him a lot today. But really, probably a lot of things that at times I don't quote him, and I really are getting it from him because, one of the places that's very good to look at when you're confused or the like is the Badei HaShulchan. I saw last week that even Rav Avadia quotes him frequently, not frequently, but occasionally, in Taras HaBayis, and very respectfully. He was a very, very, certainly a great expositor of halacha. And he was a great shul rav also in a posek. People have told me that he was more machmir in print than he was in person. He felt, I think, like many machabrim, that, in print you have to write sort of what it says in the svarim, and though sometimes in real life you could take other factors into consideration. Somebody told me once, my father-in-law used to go to speak to him and learning, and he didn't daven in the shul, but he would sometimes ask him for psak and eitz and the like. There was one time that he in Shal Shadis, he spoke, and then afterwards, on Motzei Shabbos, he decided he made a mistake. And he called every single person that was there at Shal Shadis to tell them that. He didn't rely on he called. He called himself just to make sure that that. And I don't even think it was something that it was very likely that somebody would be nechshel. I don't remember what it was. I was told at the time that I heard the story what it was. But so he's a chro baruch. So back to the Ramah. So the Badei HaShulchan quotes two options. He quotes from the Tzemach Tzedek that. Well, the reason why it's so machmir in Yud Zayin is because the Mashish HaSadefek really wasn't so helpful. So you take the pulse, and now what? at least in those days. Alternatively, he quotes the Beis She'arim, that in Tez Zayin, he's toe turret in picking her up. He's not going to have any Herhurim, but taking the pulse, we're more concerned about Herhurim. I'm not sure. Either way, I think halach l'maaseh, we do accept that the Ramah would be Mekel, for a negiya shelo b'dei achiba, even in a cholish ein bo sakana b'makom, she yafshar b'inyan acher. The Aruch HaShulchan is a different answer. He understands, he's also a bit creative, that the Ramah in Sif Yud Zayin is speaking within the view of the Beis Yosef. In other words, the Beis Yosef was mesupik about what the halacha would be in a case of sakana, and Ramah is saying that if it's a sakana, he would be lenient. And Machaber's statement in Yud Zayin was talking about a case without a sakana. In other words, when the Machaber said in Yud Zayin, in Baila Rofe, as mashal hadefek, it means shelo b'makom sakana. I don't know. It's a difficult read. That's why it's a creative read. But I think Ray Willig accepts that reading, actually. It's certainly against the Shach. The Shach, at the end of Sifkat Mechaf, writes that taking the pulse would be aser if there's no danger. What I was just saying. Yeah, what?
Are Sfardi Machmir like the Shulchan
Aruch? Hard to believe, but I don't know. Now, let's say the Pesachei Tshuva quotes the possibility of sometimes using gloves if you need to be makel. And this could sometimes come up in the treatment. So Rav Moshe writes that gloves help not because like gloves make it not negia, but rather the pshat is that the iser is a harchaka, and we sometimes are matir harchakos with a shinoi. And so gloves are begadir a shinoi. It's not like, you can hold your girlfriend's hands as long as you're wearing gloves. But the pshat is that it's a chakma moshinoi. So, as I said, the predominantly accepted view is that of the Shach, who says, first of all, makes this important chiluk of negiyah shel b'dei chiba, and he points out that it's mutter. There's no iser negiyah shel b'dei chiba b'makom choli, and he implies across the board, not for ishtonita. Not everybody agrees. Not everybody agrees with the Shach in general. If you look at the Pesachei Tshuva, I think he cites the Beis Shmuel, who disagrees with the Shach. The Beis Shmuel is trying to defend the Beis Yosef. He sort of plays up his case a little bit, it seems. He writes over there, the Rambam Savarlai. Now, I'll read from the beginning. La Rambam, Chai Malkos Benatai Rakesh, Chibek Onishek, Chai Bek Risos, Omisus Bastin, Chai Belavin. Like a malchus, Ramban Savarlei, Afilu b'chay v'krisos amisus based in Eino Elamid Rabbana, b'kasav b'tshuva. So that's the same tshuva we keep on referring to. Afilu im Eino osa derchiba, Savarlei le Rambam midoraisa aser. So that's obviously going very far. He's getting it from the fact that the Lashon is de'afshar kol kriva de'oraisa. So I think that line is what he's saying that. V'hu sefer lei, meaning he the Ramban holds, Lashon b'Rabban, and I know, Mashkas b'Yisrael, so yudeh se'kof tzadi hei, Lashon b'Rabban. V'ashach hisig alag v'chinam. So what does he mean, v'chinam? What's wrong with the Shach's tainas? So I think what he means is that it's mefurish in the tshuva, like the Beis Yosef. Because the tshuva writes that according to the Rashba Bedasa Rambam, it would be an Isser de Oraisa. And the Shach says it's an Isser de Rabbana, right? Because again, there was that line at the end of the tshuva where he says, De Afshar de Chol Kreva de Oraisa. And the Beis Shmuel is reading that line and saying, Chol Kreva, meaning even Shalom B'Darchiva is Deraisa according to the Rambam. Now, the Shach, the Tshuva didn't say the Rambam actually holds that way, but the Beis Shmuel says that that's what he's saying, that the Rambam would hold Kol Kreva Deraisa. Now, even though he says that the Shach was Hisig Alav B'chinam, he doesn't answer any of the kashas that the Shach asks. He just says, is Hisig Alav B'chinam, because he thinks that one line supports the Beis Yosef. Now, what about Negiya Shalom B'Darachiba, not for Ishtonida? By Ishtonida, Negiya Shalom B'Darachiba is Aser, L'chol Apachos D'Rabbanan, for sure. But what about not Ishtonida? And this question comes up all the time. So, and let's say Shalom Machlum Sakana, right? Can you go to the female hygienist or a female go to male dentist or whatever it is, right? This is Mutarasser. So the Ezer Mikodesh over there in the Gilyon on that Shulchan Aruch and Eben Ezer is a very long treatment of this question. And he basically says it's Aser. It's not only Aser, it's Pashat that it's Aser. There, Pashat, Shigam B'Shiyish B'Zed Derech Chiba Reu K'Shenish Alunah V'Rak Derech, okay? Oh, I can't find the line where he says it. But he says it along, oh, here. Well, he's not actually so equivocal, but he says it's Aser. Shiyachal Leos, Shaser Kreva Leishis Ish, Ula Rayos Gam Shalom B'Derech Chibas Taifa. Okay, Alkopanimid Rabbanu. And so he seems to be machmir on this shayla. Again, l'chora, what the shach writes, that the minhag is to go to doctors of the opposite gender, certainly suggests not that way. And he writes that the pshat is that if there's an Isser deraisa for chibas bia, then there's an Isser derabanan across the boards. So that is the view of the Ezer Mikodesh, that at least shalom b'makom sakana, it is aser. Rav Moshe Feinstein, in a number of tshuvos, disagrees with this. In Chelek, Evan Ha'ezer Chelek Beis, Simon Yadalad, he writes that Umashma shebelo derech taiva leka iser midrabanan shelo hiskirze, right? If there wasn't iser derabanan, I should have mentioned it. Mashkas lashach, arshach, b'mishma shadefek b'ishto nita shkem chenu derech chibas bia sheleka iser deraisaf laRambam motu lebayil makom sakana v'leka sakana aser lebayil mash shadefek kshinida enu mitzad iser kreva dika b'chol arayos al mitzad dinei harchakos. Therefore, he writes that there is no Isser at all. Shalom Malkum Sakana. Benicha, Mad Isser, Bepischa Chuva, the Sifkat Yedzain, Beshema Kor Chaim, Shenich Baila Beget, Allah Defek, is what I was quoting. Use a glove, use a hefsek, via Motor Lamashisha. The cave unto Isser, whom it's a Dine his Rachgos, Motor Beshinoi, Hanachas Beget, Iker Hacker. So that's basically the Chuva of Moshe. But he says that this is. Now, you don't run to rely on this kula, but if there's a need and there's no other great option, so then it's mutter. In Yoredeya, Chelek Imelson and Adalid, he addresses this as well, and he proves this further. He says, V'chol ha'heter hum yishom de'ein osin d'arach taiva v'chibas bia ala l'tzarech acher. We said, hear her, Bavidatayu Tridi, Vagam Ulai Mesalik, Zagam Had Af Shalom Derech Taivas Chius Bia Nam Yasser, because of Rabbanan. And he writes over here here he's talking about even a case where, it's a gynecologist or something like that, where he's looking at those places. And therefore, it's mutter for a female to use such a doctor. Okay. And this relates to, his famous tshuva about being naked on subways, even though you're going to be sitting next to somebody and touching, and things like that. It's always a very interesting to shaila why Rav Moshe seems to be so machmir about handshakes in light of this position, when one would have expected a handshake to be negiya shelo b'derech chiba, which he says is not aser, and especially if there's a need, and sometimes there's a need. Either Rav Moshe, probably Rav Moshe held that handshakes might have some aspect of chiba in it. It's, handshakes aren't as clinical as, getting a cavity filled. There is, if not chibas bia, but there's an aspect of warmth that's trying to be conveyed through a handshake, and you know, especially a hearty handshake. They also say in the name of Rav Moshe from reliable sources that he didn't paskin this way, and he himself was on, you know, at least on one occasion mako when a woman offered him his hand. And now, why did he write that? I don't know. Goes back to our discussion that we just had from the Bar Yochanan, but that is why there are mekilim on handshakes. At least EF Shevin in Acher, and assuming that there's no warmth in the handshake. Okay. Three other points just to finish up. One interesting thing that comes up in this last sif is the question of whether Anita is an Erva or not. There are a lot of nafkaminas for this. This case might be a nafkamina, though it might not be, because everybody agrees it says lo sikra of legalos by Nida. So even if it's not technically an erva, it would be aser, but it still might be a nafkamina in terms of Yihar Gval Yavor. In other words, the presumption of the Beis Yosef and the like, that, and really everybody agrees over here, Beis Yosef and the Shach all assume that if it was actual Gilei Arayos or the like, it would be a hard Gval Yavor, might suggest that they assume that it's an erva. Now, why would you say not that way? So really, they're tzadim. On the one hand, it is an Isser Kares, but on the other hand, we know that there's Tfisas Kiddushin. And in terms of the placement of the Parshios, it's not quite together with all the other Arayos, but it's also not quite apart either. There is a very nice essay on this question in the Sefer Taras Habayis at the beginning in his like Hakdama, and he brings many, many rayos lakana lakana, and it does seem to be a machlokas. There's a Tosus and Yibamos and Daf base, but not so clear. Tosus and Gittin base and base sounds like it's not an erva, though I think the Achronim argue whether what Tosus's view is. There's a tshuva from Rabbeinu Tam where he writes Mefurish it's not an erva. He says not shaykh an erva that's tali and yomi v'tfila. In other words, an erva can't just like go away by going to the mikvah. Rambam says it is an erva. The raya, it happens to be that the Rambam also holds that there's no chuppah for anita, even though there's chuppah for psulos, which is further another manifestation, I would say, of the Rambam's view that it's an erva. There's a rashba in Chulin, by Eidacha Nemlin Bisurin that says this is an erva. Rashi in Gittin says Liolam lo yatil adam emi serbisach beso sheyavu de gilui arayos, and Rashi says that this he could she's going to be scared of him, so she's not going to tell him that he's anida. Maybe gilui arayos in that context doesn't have to be dafka. Not so clear. There are a number of places where the word erva is used, and the question is, are those really good diukim, or sometimes maybe the word erva is used colloquially a little bit. In other words, when you're talking about the parsha of arayos, obviously, you know, where there's nafkamina, the word would be used bediktuk, but perhaps sometimes it's not. There are a lot of nafkaminas besides what we've mentioned so far. Yichud is in Mr. Deraisa for Nida, right? There's only Yichud Deraisa for Arayos. At least that's the view of the Rambam. Other nafkaminas as well. So that's one issue. Another issue that comes up over here in the Shach Sifkatan Yudzayin is there room to be mako for harchakos if you're afraid of being discovered, right? This comes up Thanksgiving. Now everybody's gathered together, and like, you know, it's really, it could be very embarrassing for a person. So he writes, the Shach writes, Umatasi Bagava Nashim Ochlim im Nishosam Bime Libuna, Shuliargishu, Bene Abayas, Shibashu, the Ovim Aldeve Chachamim, Benis Kabtsu Kola Kilos Vasu Cherem Alza. So they made a Cherem against people who were makel on archakos, so they wouldn't be noticed. Rav Moshe has a tshuva, chelek beis, and Yeridei 79 Zayin, where he's also machmir. And Rav Moshe writes the following. He says, first of all, you shouldn't think, so first of all, Rav Moshe says, maybe, whoever the shul thought, maybe we should be able to be makel over here, because we know kavod abrios, we also over on an Nisr Drabanan. These archakos that we're talking about are, you know, generally Nisr Drabanan. And so, it should be mutter b'mach and kavod abrios. So Moshe says, first of all, there's two, I guess, like possible reasons why a person would want to employ this svara, and they're both wrong. One is a person might think that it's a matter of tznias, like it's a breach of tznias. If, like, I announce to everybody I'm a nida, and if I, let's say, I do a particular act, everybody will notice, everybody will think I'm a nida. Usually they won't notice. People, like, assume everybody's looking all the time, you know. The single chevra here, how many times have you noticed people around you being machmir about her chakovs?
I can say a lot more since I started learning.
So probably people don't notice as much, you know, people are very self-conscious about these things. But okay, you know, there will be cases where certainly people will notice. So let's say even though, you know, for sure it'll be noticed. Rav Moshe says, this is not a breach of tznias. Women are, you know, nidas, you know, almost half their life. And we saw in the Shulchan Aruch, they used to wear big day nida. So the fact that people will be able to figure out that you're a nida, there's no breach in tznias whatsoever. That's normal. Elamai, they'll figure out you keep the halacha, says Rav Moshe. That's also good, right? We should be proud of the fact that we keep the halacha. And so this woman who's nervous and doesn't want anyone to discover her, why is she nervous? She's nervous because she's afraid people will notice that she keeps Taras HaMishpacha. There's nothing to be embarrassed about that. That's something to be proud of, not to be embarrassed about. So there's no breach of tznius, something to be proud of, and therefore there's no room for leniency, and therefore Rav Moshe says we should be machmir. Now here the question is like this. Could we, let's say that's not the case. Let's say of a woman, she, it's not because of tznius. You could tell her from today to tomorrow there's not a lack of tznius. And she says, I believe it's not a lack of tears, but I'm mortified. It's so embarrassing. I'm embarrassed. Kavod abrios. And it's not because I'm embarrassed about people knowing I keep Taras HaMishpacha. Everybody knows I keep Taras HaMishpacha. I wear shetel. I went to Beis Yaakov. There's no havamina. Like nobody, it doesn't dawn on anybody that she doesn't keep Taras HaMishpacha. Maybe in Rav Moshe's days, there wasn't lots of Orthodox women that didn't keep Bilchus Nida. Nowadays, everybody, Baruch Hashem, Ach Shadara, almost everybody does. No, it's just, I'm embarrassed. And, you know, you could gently explain there's really nothing to be embarrassed about, like Rav Moshe says, you know, but she's still embarrassed. So is there room to be makel over there? So since we were talking about Rav Feivel Kohn Zatzal, so he has a discussion of this in Kuf Tzadi Tes, Siv Katan Vav, I think. Oh no, in Siv Vav on the Biurim, the Diba Maschel Tchov, where he says that let's say a woman is embarrassed about not eating meat. So this is Mamash Thanksgiving Shaila, right? You get together Thursday, the whole family is eating turkey. And it's the Leil Tefillah of this woman that night. So the minhag is we don't eat meat on the day of Tefillah. So usually when you want to eat meat in a public setting, it's going to be Shabbos, it's going to be Yom Tov, or Mutar B'Makom Mitzvah. But turkey, we can really say turkey is Makom Mitzvah. So. Right. So Reb Feivel says that, and you know, whatever, her mother is going to say, why aren't you eating any turkey? I worked so hard. So Rav Feivel's Mekel. There you go. Rav Feivel also is coolest, published in the Badei Shulchan, and he's Mekel over there. However, maybe you can't bring a rye from there, because in that case, it really is a chisaron in tznias. In other words, even though we said that allowing people to figure out that you're a nida, there's nothing, there's no lack of tznias there, but a person should be master their leil tefillah, as we'll see. And we go very far to try to be master the leil tefillah. That is a lack of tznias. So therefore, can't really bring a raya from there. However, I think I once heard from Rav Neuberger that maybe you could say it's mutter, even according to Rav Moshe. Now, we can't really say Rav Moshe would say this, but we could say it's not a direct contradiction to what Rav Moshe says. Because like I said before, Rav Moshe seems to be talking about a mitzias that's different than this case. This case, we're talking about a case where she's not embarrassed about the fact that she keeps Taras HaMishpacha. She's, for whatever reason, embarrassed that people will discover that she's a Nida. Not because of tznius, not because of, you know, embarrassed about halacha. Just, she is, okay? People are sometimes embarrassed. And you could give somebody, you know, tell somebody it's not logical to be embarrassed, but they're still embarrassed. And the halacha does take that type of shame and embarrassment into account. Doesn't matter that it's not logical. And therefore, I think that, you know, if someone is feeling really embarrassed about this, you should first try to explain to them that there's nothing embarrassing about it. Gently, calmly. But if you're not getting anywhere and really she's mortified, then, you know, Rabbi Neuberger thought maybe there's room to be makel. Rabbi Willig, again, was a little hesitant about being makel. I think here too, he said, like, we accept all information schoolas and now. But I think he was also, if you're really, really stuck, maybe there is room for leniency. And even though perhaps the threshold for embarrassment to violate a formal issur drabbanan is pretty high, I mean, we don't like very quickly apply the principle of kavod abrios to, but just remember, these types of things, what are we talking about, passing? So like we said, it's not even a full-fledged issur drabbanan. Fine. The last thing I want to talk to you about is going to shul.
Could I ask a question?
Yeah.
Could you explain the logic why knowing that a woman is nida is not at all embarrassing, or not at all a breach of snius, but knowing that she's going to mikvah that night is? I don't understand the reason why this is really different.
So, first of all, I don't have to explain it because it says it in the Sfarim. Now, it's clearly true. The halacha.
That's
number one. But number two is there's an obvious difference, because when it's your Leil Tefillah, so people are going to know what you're going to be doing that night. You're sort of publicizing together what you're going to be doing with your husband that night. Whereas Nida, so you're just saying that she had her period sometime in the last week or two. I'm saying that's very, very different. Okay. Hakol yodim lama kala nechnasas l'chuppah. But if you say it or even think about it, that's wrong. Okay. So the last thing that comes up over here is this idea of Anida not going to shul, which we already mentioned at the very beginning of the siman. The Sefer Ora quotes this minhag from Rashi, and the Darkei Moshe over here brings it down as well from the Shari Dura. And not only that, she shouldn't go to shul, but the Shari Dura says, "Vegam ein la lahazkir es Hashem." Whoa. And we mentioned over here as well, he says, "Kol yamei ri'yasa acha tislatein." So this concept might relate not to the Isser Nida, but the whatever metaphysical things are going on here. But not only that, but the Rama writes, "The ha'inah b'medina seinu amina k'divrei Shari Dura." Wow. If we look at the Shulchan Aruch Or Chaim Simen Peches Sif Aleph, so this is brought down again. Says over there, "Call it Tmei and Korin b'Torah v'Kriya Shema umis palalim chutz mi'bali kari." And even that, "Achar kach le'ravatel takanas Ezra v'emidu aladin sh'af bal kari muter b'divrei Torah v'Kriya Shema v'tfilah v'lo tfilah v'lo rechitza." The Chayin Pashan Aminah says the Rama, "Haga yesh kasfu she'ein le'isha nida b'yimei re'iyasa li'kanas b'yis ha'knesses ol espala l'lahazkir ha'shem oliga b'sefer v'yish omrim shemotaros b'kol v'chein ikr aval aminig b'dinos il k'svar rishona." So the ikr halacha is it's mutter, but the minig is to not do it. V'yimei libun nagu hater v'afilu makum shenagu l'achmir b'yam noiraim v'chi agavna. So Sharabim is Asfim Lelech Lisa Knesses, Mutar Lelech Lisa Knesses Kshar Nashim, Kihu Lahen Atzvas God, it's von God, they'll be so depressed they can't go to Shul and Yom Narayim, Shakomis Asfim, the Hain Yamdu Bachutz, that would be so embarrassing, so we're willing to be Mako for this. This is a tshuva of the Tzumas Hadashin about that point. The Mishnah Brura, as I mentioned already at the beginning, Sifkat and Vav, there says that despite this minute quoted by the Rama, Hiskimu ha'achronim d'tzvich l'spal b'veisa u'levarech kol ha'brachos u'befrat berkes ha'mazon v'kiddush u'manat ta'irah. So we definitely shouldn't follow this minute in terms of askaros and l'maisa, the women definitely should daven. Mishnah Brura says, even though that's true, lo yistaklu b'sefer Torah b'shas ha'agba. You see that the Mishnah Brura davened at a modern Orthodox shul because the women were able to see the Sefer Torah. If not, they didn't not a satmar. The truth is, it says explicitly in Masechta Sofim that you're supposed to show when you do hagba to the men, women, and children. So the women are supposed to be able to see the Sefer Torah and bow during hagba. What? Right, that's it. As long as it wasn't carried by Anita. He also quotes the Mishnah Berurah over there, the Minag, Shaloi Kanzu, Leves HaKfaros, Ad Sheyit Bilu. Ray Willig pointed out that the Minag is no longer this way, and it's women mutter for her to go to Shul even, and she doesn't have to worry about looking at the Sefer Torah. So, I don't know, I think once Rosh Shechter implied that maybe she should be Machmir not to look at the Sefer Torah during Hagbah, I'm not sure. Okay, so we are going to stop here. And as I said, on Wednesday, Be'ezras Hashem, we will pick up with Simon Kuf Tzadi Vav. Again, you know, I'll send you my makamos, but start with the Gemara's Rishonim. Kuf Tzadi Vav, there's really a lot. And a lot of very interesting lumdas and the like. And these are very, very important sugyos. I guess we're really are getting back. You know, Harchakos, it's a little Gemara, so here at least we're getting a little bit back to sugyas that have a little more meat on them in terms of the Makoros. Okay.
Question?
Yes.
According to the stringent minhag, a woman during her needed period should not make any brachos? Well, how does she eat? Is a drabanan
tea without making? So what would a Balkari do before they were Mevatal Takanas Ezra? He had to fast until he went to the mikvah? So the answer is no, he could eat. Now, this supports the idea, it's fair for that Marsha, at least Rabbi Kivager's understanding of the Marsha. If you remember, we talked about this in Hilchos Brachos at the very beginning of the year when we did this sugya of Asel Hamas Melam Zeb Lo Bracha. So what you see from here, L'chaira, is that the Israel Hamas Melam Zeb Lo Bracha is when there's a mitzvah to make a bracha and you can make a bracha. If you can't make a bracha, there's no Isser Lamas Melam Zeb Lo Bracha. That's why it's mutter for an onin to eat without a bracha. That's why it would have been mutter for a balkari to eat without making a bracha when Takanas Ezra was relevant. And if there was this minug of women not to say brachos, then they would be able to eat without a bracha. Now, that's what the Mishnah Berurah says, but by Birkas HaMazon, it's really very schwer, because Midaraisa, she's chayavis in Birkas HaMazon. What this minug is, okay, darim natayra, that's very hard to imagine. But fundamentally, to the extent that you're not allowed to make a bracha, there's no issur to eat without a bracha. There's a very interesting discussion that the Mishnah Berurah has. What about are you allowed to drink in the mikvah without a bracha because you can't make a bracha in the mikvah, it's all smelly and the like. The Mishnah Berurah thinks over there we wouldn't apply it because it's easy to just get out and make the bracha. But fundamentally, let's say a person is in a place where they can't make a bracha because they're in the presence of tzoan, and they're not going to be able to get out of that situation for a while or the like, and then you're allowed to eat without a bracha. Okay, have a good day.